From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The proposed medical center to be located in Prattsville is now out for bid. Bids to build the $1.75 million facility must be submitted by January 12th. Prattsville Development Corporation Chairman Kevin Piccoli said the 7,000-square-foot structure will be built on Washington Street next to the Senior Workforce Housing Project. Construction of the main building has not begun, but electric, water, and sewer are all ready, and the parking lot for the medical center has been laid. The new facility will house primary care, dental care, mental care, service, telemedicine, and a pharmacy. There are also plans for a pediatric unit, and an urgent care facility will be available for emergency visits. Prattsville was designated a medical underserviced area by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and a physician shortage area by the State Education Department. The medical facility was proposed after a 2014 reconstruction plan showed that residents were driving long distances for basic health care and even further for specialized care. The center is one of the largest developments to be undertaken since Tropical Storm Irene struck in the area in 2011. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said on January 3rd it must finish its review of the General Electric Company's cleanup of the Upper Hudson River before declaring if the job was completed properly. The EPA told GE it expects to wrap up its analysis early this year. The company requested a certificate of completion 1 year ago, and the EPA was required to respond by January 3rd. GE finished removing 2.75 million cubic yards of PCB sediment from the river in 2015. The EPA said it does not appear as though more dredging is needed. However, state officials and others say too much PCB contaminated sediment remains in the river and are arguing for a larger cleanup. GE dumped the suspected carcinogen into the Hudson from two plants north of Albany from the 1940s until 1977. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Local residents are anticipating the opening of a new urgent care facility in Columbia County. The facility will be located in Widewater Commons at Greenport. While Hudson has always had the benefit of having Columbia Memorial Hospital, the addition of an urgent care facility will be a welcome relief, said Greenport Town Supervisor Kathy Eldridge, who is also a registered nurse. Eldridge said, and I quote, "Urgent care is a much-needed medical facility in our area because it's a major separation between the emergency room and things like a common cold," end quote. Urgent care is also more affordable than a hospital visit, and the wait times are drastically less than a trip to the ER. The Greenport Building Department expects the building that will house the new facility to be completed in April. The building will also house an Aspen dental office. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Eric Anderson is reporting in the Times Union that New York had the third largest share of households leaving the state last year, according to the latest study from the United Van Lines. United's 41st annual National Mover Study found that Illinois was the most moved from state in the country in 2017, with 63% of its interstate moves out of the state, followed by New Jersey, also 63%, and then New York at 61%. The most moved to state last year was Vermont, followed by Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, and Washington. Jobs were the top reason for a move, with 59% of those moving into New York for 47% of those moving out. Other reasons were family retirement, lifestyle, and health. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 23 degrees. The wind chill values could be as low as minus 4 degrees today. But Wednesday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 5 a.m. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature low of 13 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, snow is likely mainly after 9 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 21 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow before midnight, and then a slight chance of snow showers between midnight and 2 a.m. It will will be mostly cloudy with a low around 3 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 12. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 7 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around minus 5. Sunrise today was at 7:25 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:34 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the third day of January 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.